Morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, January 24th. Currently with freezing fog, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.10. The dew point is 19 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Two Shawnee County school districts were in the top 10 list of Kansas schools. Mark Wilson has more.
That's right. Despite all of the challenges educators have faced over the past few years, including a global pandemic and distance learning, two Shawnee County school districts still reached the top of the class. In statewide rankings, the Auburn-Washburn School District, number 437, was ranked number 5. The Silver Lake District, number 372, achieved a ranking of 9. This ranking looks at student achievement, athletics, and the satisfaction ratings as provided by students, staff, and parents.
Three deputies were injured in a shooting in Dodge City Monday morning. A Clark County Sheriff's deputy saw a wanted suspect and tried to stop the vehicle when the driver fled. Two Ford County Sheriff's deputies and one Clark County deputy were shot and are recovering at a Wichita hospital. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said the male suspect was fatally shot. A female suspect in the vehicle was also shot and is in critical condition. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Stockton man will spend more than 3 years in prison for a DUI crash that killed a 16-year-old Plainville girl in 2021. Zebulon Thomas Cole was 22 at the time of the accident and was sentenced last week in Rooks County Court to 41 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter while under the influence of alcohol. When he pled guilty to the charges in November, Cole admitted to driving under the influence of alcohol on April 29, 2021, and causing a crash that resulted in the death of 16-year-old Carol Leanne Adamson of Plainville. Cole was driving westbound on Kansas 18 west of Plainville at approximately 9:30 p.m. when his pickup hit an SUV that was disabled on the side of the road. The collision caused the SUV to strike and kill Adamson, who was standing next to it, and an Iowa woman, Miranda Peyton Louise Cole, was also injured in the accident when the SUV hit a Dodge pickup that she was standing next to. Kansas senators could soon consider a bill that would move the abortion issue to local levels, as Senator Chase Blasey of Wichita introduced the bill that would repeal a state law which states that political subdivisions cannot regulate or restrict abortion, and this would localize regulation. Blasey, in his first year serving in the state legislature, introduced the bill on Thursday in the Senate Federal and State Affairs Committee. Last summer, Kansas voters rejected a constitutional amendment that would have given the state legislature authority to regulate abortion access. The vote, turning down the Value Them Both amendment, garnered national attention, and the rejection of the proposed amendment means the right to an abortion remains guaranteed in the Kansas Constitution. Kansas legislators haven't yet gathered to further discuss the proposed legislation that would take the issue to more localized control. A Hayes home sustained heavy damage after a pickup rolled into a bedroom, though thankfully the family wasn't home when it happened. Hayes police said at about 10 a.m. on Friday, a man was driving his pickup on North Main Street and speeding in the neighborhood when he lost control, hit a curb, and rolled the truck into the Hayes home. The resident of the home said she was at work and got a phone call from the Hayes Police Department telling her that a truck had wrecked into her house. The resident reported that due to a remodeling project, nearly $8,000 worth of her possessions were being stored in the room that was hit, which belonged to her toddler, and the crash destroyed those items. She said she had three TVs in there, one that was mounted to the wall, and all of her son's stuff was in there, and she added that besides about half of his clothes, every single one of his toys were ruined. However, she said those things can be replaced, a life cannot. She was thankful no one was home at the time, or it could have been much worse. Police said the truck's driver was cited for reckless driving, and contractors were working to secure the home and began to fix the damage. A formal affiliation between Fort Hays State University, North Central Kansas Technical College, and Northwest Kansas Technical College was unanimously approved at last Wednesday's Kansas Board of Regents meeting. The three institutions have identified several academic and administrative pilots they will use as proof-of-concept platforms to test ideas and identify best practices before moving to full implementation. The first three academic pilots will focus on agriculture, construction, and nursing, and the first administrative pilots will focus on admissions, marketing, advising, general education, transfer processes, and inter-institutional registrar functions. The presidents expect several organizational changes to result from this affiliation. The two technical college presidents will report to the Fort Hays State University president under the authority of the Kansas Board of Regents, while all other employees will remain with their respective institutions. The two governing bodies of the tech colleges will become primarily advisory. One change will likely include a new naming convention for the two technical colleges. NWKTC is expected to become Fort Hays State University Northwest Tech, and NCKTC is expected to become Fort Hays State University NCK Tech. Several things are not expected to change. All three presidents will continue to lead their institutions. There will be no effort aimed at closing any campuses or reducing funding eligibility, and they will also not seek to disrupt the core mission of any one institution. The three presidents have no intention of moving forward in a manner that disadvantages any of the partners. Finally, each institution will retain its respective Department of Education ID and related funding structure, and individual High Learning Commission accreditations will remain in place for each institution. The next step involves presenting the affiliation plan to the Kansas Legislature within the next several weeks. Once in place, the formal affiliation will allow the parties to move beyond current collaborations and into a true strategic partnership, enabling the institutions to proceed with delivering on the affiliation's vision and goals. In Nebraska news, Aurora police say they're still attempting to find Robert and LaVita Proctor, who went missing nearly 2 weeks ago. Chief Paul Graham said the last confirmed sighting of the Proctors was that they were eastbound from Giltner on Highway 6 the night of January 11th. Graham said law enforcement has been searching and the family has also been out, and family said they have spent entire days on the road looking for any sign of Bob and Vita. The Aurora Police Department is attempting to locate Robert M. Proctor, who is 89 years old, a white male, approximately 5 foot 9 inches tall, approximately 145 pounds, with thin gray hair. He's missing from Aurora, Nebraska, and Proctor is believed to be with his wife, LaVita Proctor, who is a 92-year-old white female, approximately 5 foot 2 inches tall, approximately 180 pounds, with blue eyes and gray hair. The Civil Air Patrol has flown as part of the search, and a spokesman for the Nebraska State Patrol said they've used their drones to assist as well. The Grand Island Police Department previously said in a Facebook post that the Proctors were later seen outside of Grand Island after 10 p.m. on January the 11th, and they said no other information suggests they returned to Grand Island after that time. The Proctors are both listed on the Nebraska Missing Persons Clearinghouse, and that means they are in the National Crime Information Center database. And according to the Nebraska State Patrol, if any law enforcement officer across the country locates them or their vehicle, they'll get a hit regarding the missing person investigation. The Endangered Missing Advisory activated to determine the whereabouts of Robert Proctor has been canceled due to an automatic cancellation after 72 hours. However, while that alert has been canceled, the search continues. Aurora Police Chief Paul Graham said they will continue their attempts to locate the couple. A warrant has been issued for a woman who allegedly went on an unauthorized shopping spree at the Cambridge Dollar General early this month. 41-year-old Shanette Carcia has been charged in Furnace County Court with burglary, theft by unlawful taking, $1,500 to $4,999, and two counts of unauthorized use of a financial transaction device. According to the arrest affidavit, on January 14th, a Furnas County Sheriff's deputy was called to the Dollar General in Cambridge in reference to a possible theft from the store. And upon arrival, the deputy said he spoke with the store's assistant manager, who told him a safe was open and thousands of dollars were missing. The affidavit said the assistant manager viewed surveillance photo, which showed Carissa, then a Dollar General employee, enter the store with an unidentified male around 7:30 a.m. on January 14th after unlocking the door and disarming the alarm. Carissa then allegedly opened a safe and emptied cash into a grocery bag and put $3,523 worth of cigarette cartons into the bag. Court records say the unidentified male allegedly took a basket, walked through the store, and filled it with merchandise before doing the same with a shopping cart. And Carissa and the unidentified male left the store shortly before 8 a.m. on January 14th. Court records say that neither Carissa or the unidentified male have been located but are believed to possibly be traveling to Kentucky. A warrant for Carissa's arrest was issued on January 19th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Monday, January 18th, a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to recess the council meeting and go into a Norton Public Building Commission PBC meeting. The vote was taken and the motion carried. The Norton Public Building Commission meeting was called to order on January 18th at 6:13 p.m., with members present including Jerry Jones, Dean Little, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, and Ron Briery. According to the PBC bylaws, the PBC shall hold an annual meeting on the first calendar meeting after council members are sworn in, where the president, vice president, and secretary shall be elected each year. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jerry Jones to elect Ron Briery as PBC president. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Gerald Jones to elect Andrew Black as PBC vice president. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to elect Dean Little as the PBC secretary. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the January 19, 2022 PBC meeting minutes. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Jerry Jones to accept the 2022 financial report on the Public Building Commission fund as presented. The motions carried. With no further business for the PBC, a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to adjourn, and the PBC meeting was adjourned at 6:17 p.m. And after breaking for the Norton Public Building Commission meeting, the Norton City Council reconvened at 6:17 p.m. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve board and committee appointments, and they are the appointment of Erica Kelly and Matt Rushton to the Housing Authority Board, with the terms expiring in February of 2027, the reappointment of John Griffiths to the Economic Development Board, with that term expiring February 2025, the appointment of Larry Canaday and Ashley Von Eaton Longowa as a first term on the Library Board, with the terms expiring in February 2027, the reappointment of John Griffiths to the Airport Board, with the term expiring in February of 2025, and the reappointment of Jerry Hawks to the Recreation Commission, with that term expiring February 2027. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 2-2023, which is a resolution adopting the annual salaries for certain city employees of the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, with Andrew Black abstaining. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dean Little to increase the fire and rescue call-out pay to $35 per call-out. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, with Andrew Black abstaining. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to increase the fire meeting pay to $20 per meeting. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, with Andrew Black abstaining. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to approve 37 2022 utility account write-offs. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dean Little to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 2 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council adjourned at 6:44 p.m. With fertilizer prices continuing to be a significant input cost and the availability issues, it is increasingly important for producers to properly manage their agricultural inputs. To address the topic of soil nutrient management, K-State Research and Extension has scheduled 4 regional programs during the month of January 2023. And locally, the meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday, January 25th in Norton from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the 4-H building at the Norton County Fairgrounds. The workshop will be presented by Dr. Lucas Hogg, the KSU Northwest Region agronomist, and the Senior Lab Servotech agronomist, along with local extension agents. The topics will include KSU research updates, soil sampling, fertilizer placement, non-traditional P and N sources, and keeping fertility rates along with drought impacts, along with the question and answer session. 3 CCA credits are approved by the State Board of Ag. There's no cost for the meetings. However, pre-registration is requested for all the meetings, either online, 2023NC/NW Fertility Schools, or at your Norton Extension office by calling 785-877-5755, and a minimum of 10 pre-registered producers are needed to hold the meeting. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having ham and cheese, homemade bun, creamy coleslaw, pork and beans, and pears. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips, whipped potatoes with country gravy, rolls with margarine, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be spaghetti, French bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there are areas of freezing fog, and that will be lasting until 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's partly sunny with a high near 30 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become northwest in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 19 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, some scattered flurries after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, scattered flurries mainly before 7 p.m. should be mostly cloudy with a low around 18. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 34. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 38 and breezy. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly after 7 a.m., should be cloudy with a high near 28. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of snow, should be cloudy with a high near 15. And on Monday, a 20% chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 14. Currently with freezing fog, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 93%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 30.10, the dew point is 19 degrees, and the visibility is less than a quarter mile. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to Coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs led to their fifth straight AFC Championship game as they take on the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday afternoon. They'll have to do it with a hobbled Patrick Mahomes as he suffered a high ankle sprain in the victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Matt Verderam of Fansided.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka, and he discussed the high ankle sprain for Patrick Mahomes and what he thinks particularly the offensive line and the rest of the team is going to need to do to step up.
I think up front, the offensive line, it's undoubtedly going to be a mantra all week. He cannot get touched. We've got to protect him. You wonder if the offensive coaching staff says, look, we got to run the ball a little bit more in this game. We've got to be able to blow them off the ball. Now, you know, Cincinnati gets paid too, and they're pretty damn good. I don't think the Bengals are just going to roll over because they want to get out of the way for the Chiefs. But I would think that all this throughout this week is going to provide some impetus for the Chiefs, the rest of those guys on the roster, to really play about as well as they can possibly play.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We have a dense fog advisory resulting in some freezing fog across portions of northwest and north central Kansas. Low pressure now moving into western Texas. It will lift into the Ozarks by tonight. To the northwest of that, that will produce some significant snowfall, 2 to 4 inches overnight into tomorrow morning in portions of east central and southeast Kansas with some higher bands. And then to the north of that, we'll likely see a sharp cutoff, mainly to the northwest of I-35, where snowfall rates could be anywhere from a trace to about 2 inches. In northwestern Kansas, we have that dense fog advisory in effect this morning with today's high in the upper 20s, tonight's low in the mid-teens, a dense fog advisory in north central Kansas with a high in the low 30s. Flurries begin tonight there with a low in the low 20s. In northeastern Kansas, today's high in the upper 30s with snow developing tonight and increasing. Southwestern Kansas, possible snow today with a high in the low 30s. A winter weather advisory in south central Kansas, rain and snow with a high in the mid 30s. Today's high near 40 with snow increasing late tonight in southeast Kansas. I'm Dan Holliday.
We look at the early calls today. First off on the livestock side, it was a mixed trade in the futures to start out the week overall. Wholesale beef and pork, well, especially on the pork side, wholesale pork prices still trying to reach a low, haven't done that as of yet. Cash trade on the livestock cattle side may be steady at best. We have a higher grain market this morning. Equities slightly lower, exhausted probably some of the selling in the grains about midday yesterday. Some uncertainty as far as Argentine weather is concerned, and European wheat values hit an 11-month low, some of the factors into the market. Overnight, wheat futures up about 10, corn up 4 to 5, soybeans up 7 to 8.